Hello to our wonderful friends in different centers of Kabbalah around the world, and our internet viewers and people viewing at home. We are now beginning our big mega congress of 2010, 3 days of lectures, workshops, cultural events, and more. We all invite you to enter the mega congress site, which is on www.kabbalah.info. Also, you'll be able to find more information and schedules on kabbalahgroup.info. You can also put messages, give impressions, and send l'chaimim to friends in different groups and friends around the world. We here in the internet stand here will read your messages once you put them there. You can always send questions to group@kabbalah.info.
I'm very happy to start our convention, our world convention, because regard to it with great importance. The difference between a usual lesson and a convention is very, very big. It's like the difference between studying alone or with a group. Alone, it can be something purposeful, because a person doesn't advance if he's alone, because all that we learn comes through us through the connection between souls, and therefore those who remain alone, they will remain alone, and they won't be able to feel more than they feel alone already now. Therefore, we distinguish between our ordinary lessons, in which we also unite together all over the world, and we study together, and still this is a connection. But the connection during a convention is a special kind of a connection, because precisely then we put an emphasis on connection. And during all these days we are working on that, and we are yearning to unite in such a way and to become as one man with one heart. And so that this inner force, which is called the Torah, the upper light, the Creator, will be awakened in us. If we will reach such a measurement of connection, the minimal, the first, we will feel it already. And we start as usual from the first article, which I keep reminded of again and again and again. All my life I developed as a scientist, a beginner scientist, like everybody else, in an egoistic way. I wanted to know things about life, about the world, about everything. And when I came, after being in many places, after many searches, I came to the Rabash, and after having studied with him for a few months, perhaps over half a year, I think it was. Got there at February, and at September, in the beginning of the new year, when I asked him, what else do I miss in order to advance in a practical way? Why don't I feel what I'm supposed to feel? I just keep hearing about it, that there is another reality, and how do I penetrate it? So he said, you are lacking a society. What is a society? Are you not friends? 6, 7 old people? He said, no, you need more and others. And then I went looking for more people who could join us. I gave lectures in different places in order to draw people in. And new people came. And again, I had the same question. What? Are they going to learn exactly like I did? So what's going to happen now? It's like in university or what? What's going to happen? Instead of 7 people, we'll now have 40 people. He said, no, now you need to organize a group. And then I asked him, when we've been to the park in our well-known bench, and then he sat down and he asked me something to write on. Well, I gave him from my cigarette pack this aluminium paper and a pen, and he wrote that article, purpose of society. This is actually the first article which speaks about unity, bonding. And it is a very profound article, like all the articles of Kabbalists. Well, we know that what they tell us, it includes the whole reality from here to infinity, always. It doesn't matter if they are talking about some small event or a small part or a fragment of the whole of reality. And this is the article. So, the purpose of society. Society, that is the very instrument, the very means, and only through it, and not just through it, but in it, I attain spirituality. And I cannot attain it in any other way. Therefore, our whole study, when we learn, actually, it's not for the purpose of knowledge. Rather, it is intended to draw a force that will help me connect with my friends. Only for that purpose. And all in all, the entire Torah, the entire method, is in order for us to unite. This is its first part, the part of the correction. This is called 613:18, or the light that reforms. And then comes the fulfillment, which will, when we receive the revelation of the Creator inside the connection between us, and depending on the intensity of connection between us. So it all begins and it all ends inside the connection. And while we are advancing in that direction, in different situations we go through, we have to measure ourselves accordingly. How do we advance? According to the connection which I feel, if I'm drawn to it or not. How do I appreciate the society and the friends? How do I position myself more or less than they are? How can I connect together, me, the society, and the Creator together? Meaning, how do I see the connection between us as the kli, as the vessel, as the place, as the divinity, as the assembly of Israel, where all the desires unite, and to the extent that there is a connection between them, to such an extent, they reveal the Creator, the upper force, their upper life, the upper world. Therefore, this convention is so important. It is the first of the kind when we try to unite all of us together with one intention, with a common study and events and everything. And the whole purpose is only in order to find the first connection between us in such a way that it will be in a sufficient extent to reveal the Creator. And with such an inclination, with such a desire, with such an intention, let's approach the article. Or let's sing first the Waltz of Baal HaSulam.
Thank you. וניגש למאמר.
And let's read the article.
המאמר שלנו, מאמר מטרת החברה א',
the article is the purpose of society.
אנחנו נתאספנו כאן לתת יסוד על בניין חברה לכל אלו המעוניינים ללכת בדרכו ובשיטתו של בעל הסולם זצ"ל, שהיא הדרך איך לעלות במעלות האדם ולא להישאר בבחינת בהמה. כמו שאמרו חז"ל על הפסוק, ואתן צוני, צון מרעיתי, אדם אתם. אתם קרויים אדם, ואין העקום קרויים אדם. שזהו מאמר רשב"י.
זאת אומרת, מי שמרגיש בתוך ליבו
side his heart, that he cannot remain
אדם,
in the degree of man, and he has to rise from that degree that he is incapable of agreeing האלו, with that form of life
מסכים,
before he agreed to it, but he finally got an awakening, such a feeling that there has to be something higher than that, and this is not a question of succeeding in this world in money, respect, control, knowledge, or anything this world has to offer. Rather, he feels that he has to feel the reason for life.
Then he reaches a state
of this internal awakening,
and his previously life
he begins to recognize it as a life of a beast gradually, because he does receive the impression through his five corporal senses. He lives inside the body, and as long as the body lives, he also lives, and he doesn't agree to it, he doesn't want it. He feels that he has to rise to a higher degree, to be in contact with the source of life.
To understand man's merit, we shall now bring a verse from our sages. But the verse, the end of matter, all having been heard, fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole man. And the Gemara asks, what is "for this is the whole man"? Rabbi Elazar said, the Creator said, the whole world was created only for that. This means that the whole world was created for the fear of God.
Meaning there is a goal, very sublime goal, exalted goal, which is not felt in our senses, in our current and the tendency of receiving everything within and feeling everything within. Rather, I should exit myself and be concerned about what is outside of me, and that is called the fear of God. Like I'm now concerned with fear and anxiety, what is going to become of me? And my whole life, all my thoughts and deeds are how I will fulfill myself and guard myself. That is called fear, man's fear, his anxiety over himself. Subconsciously, we are in that constantly. What can be useful and what can harm us, and this is how we come closer or further away accordingly from different things in life. So the fear of God, that means that I reach a state that what is outside of me, which is the entire upper light, the Creator, when I start being in fear with respect to that, in concern, like a mother who is concerned about her little kid, she is entirely anxious what to give him, what to bestow upon him, what more can she do for him. So a person, besides of taking care of himself, he has to acquire something addition, another desire, another concern for the others, someone outside of him. And then in these vessels, external vessels, when he will start exiting himself with that new desire, there he will feel the sublime reality. Therefore, all in all, we do all kinds of actions and use all kinds of means in order to reach a state which is called the fear of God, concern for what is outside of me.
Yet we need to understand what the fear of God is, being the reason for which the world was created. From all the words of our sages, we learn that the reason for creation was to do good to His creations. This means that the Creator wished to delight the creatures so they would feel happy in the world. And here, our sages said about the verse, "For this is the whole man," that the reason for creation was the fear of God. But according to what is explained in the essay, Matan Torah, it writes that the reason why the creatures are not receiving the delight and pleasure, even though it is the reason for a creation, is the disparity of form between the Creator and the creatures. The Creator is the giver, and the creatures are the receivers. But there is a rule that the branches are similar to the root from which the branches were born. And since there is no reception in our root, since the Creator is in no way deficient, needing to receive anything to satisfy his want, man feels unpleasantness when he needs to be a receiver. This is why every person is ashamed to eat the bread of shame.
Rabash wrote it in a very limited way. The good can be only one thing, the Creator. And there is no other which is good and whose state is good except for the Creator. In order to bring us to the state like the Creator, we need two things. On the one hand, we need to be independent from the Creator so that we will remain the creatures. Therefore, he created the will to receive, which is opposite to him, the substance which is opposite to him. And in that, we are independent. And on the other hand, we need to reach the same attitude, the same perception of reality, the same head, mind, thought, the same inclination like he has. And then we will feel like him. And in that sensation, like him, then we will have eternal whole life which he wanted to give his creatures, meaning to give them the same status like his. So how do we do that? So from the situation where we are now concerned only about ourselves, we have to change, or to add, let's put it this way, to that situation where we are concerned about the others, like him, to acquire, other than the vessels of reception, vessels of bestowal, other than the concern, our concern, our individual concern, private concern, a concern for the collective, for the whole world, for the Creator, what is called the fear of God. Therefore, what does he say? The reason why the creatures don't receive the good and pleasure, it is because they are not in the same inclination, in the same perception of reality like the Creator. Meaning, what we are missing is only to change our perception. What we now feel, it's like sometimes we know in between people. One doesn't understand the other, so we say, dress in him, see how he looks at life. He thinks like this, you think like that, and you completely don't understand one another. You hate him, you cannot agree with him. But if you will try, just try, perhaps it will change. Well, there is someone who thinks different than you. So it's the same thing here. It all depends on our perception, on our attitude towards the reality. Problem is that we perceive reality through our five senses, through our five openings, corporal ones. And the sublime reality, which is external to me, it is felt only on condition that I'm concerned about it like I'm concerned about myself. Then I perceive the reality of this world. If I will concern about the externals, but what is external to me, then I will perceive the other half of the reality, which is now concealed from me because I'm not concerned about it. I have no vessels for it, no desires, deficiencies for it. Fear, I don't have. This is what I miss. A mother feels her baby and she doesn't feel the babies of her neighbors. Because towards her baby, she has a concern. She's anxious about it. And this is what we are missing. This is why she feels what is happening to it. And this is what we need to acquire. A fear to what is external to us. additional new kelim, new vessels. It's not easy, because we don't have it naturally like a mother. The Creator, nature, gave it to her as such an anxiety for the life of her baby, and then her whole life are focused on her baby. And we have to acquire those things by ourselves. Why? Because that makes us independent. The mother, she's not independent. She is part of nature, like every other animal who takes care of its babies. Same thing with a woman taking care of her baby. This is something corporeal. This is something which exists in her. However, if we, through our exertion, acquire such an anxiety, such a concern to what is external to me, which seems to me something completely unrealistic for now, but the wisdom of Kabbalah allows us to do so, then I will feel the world which is outside of me, which is unlimited world inside my animal, inside my beast, and as long as it lives. Rather, I will feel it as something internal, whole, the world which is a complete light, which is a complete creator. Therefore, the whole wisdom of Kabbalah is here only in order to bring me such a concern for what is outside of me. That concern is the kli in which I feel the sublime world.
And to correct that, the world had to be created. Olam, world, means he'elem, concealment in Hebrew. That the delight and pleasure must be concealed. Why is it so? The answer is for fear. In other words, it is so man would fear using his vessels of reception called self-love. This means that one should prevent oneself from receiving pleasures because one craves them, and should have the strength to prevail over the craving, the object of one's desire.
Meaning there is a great problem here in acquiring this new kli, this new concern. It's not that suddenly the world is revealed to me, a world which is all mine. Let's say I didn't know, and now I discovered that this child is my son. Then immediately jump with him, on him with love, I hug him and I take care of him, etc., etc., etc. It's also not similar to adopting the child and then we develop love for him and it becomes a habit, etc. No. Here, there is a problem. We have to remain independent. Meaning, I have to remain in my ego on the one hand and to feel that the whole external world is hostile, is opposite to me, it is against me, and I don't agree to it, and I can't and I don't want to accept it on the one hand. And on the other hand, above that feeling, build an attitude towards it of something close to me, of unity. And these are both seemingly contradicting things. Of course, this is how I feel, but they coexist. One is called coarseness of youth, and the other one is called masach screen, which make a short circuit between us above the coarseness. And one doesn't erase the other. This is the special thing we have about spirituality, because if it is deleted, then again I receive it as if it is my own. I discovered that this is my son. I didn't know about it before. Before I used to hit him or whatever, I treated him as a stranger, and now they told me that this is my son. No, it's not the same. I don't connect to it in the same way as if I pull what's on the outside into me, which is now my own. What's on the outside remain on the outside, and more than that, we feel towards the external more distance, more hate, more rejection, and more and more. This is why it is called Mount Sinai, Mount of Hatred, where the hatred is revealed. So what do they say in the Zohar about the friends who come and sit together, that there is hatred between them? The authors of the Zohar are talking about it. People in spiritual degrees, in such degrees which never existed before, as Baal HaSulam writes. There was never such a revelation like those who wrote the Zohar, the group of Rabbi Shimon. And it is written about them. They themselves wrote in the Zohar that when we come and sit together, we feel hatred between us, which burst between us. And only after a great, tremendous effort do we start gathering ourselves together and what is happening here, and then we reach the connection till we reach love, and the love grows above, especially above the hatred. Meaning there is a very unique method here which comprises two opposite edges in it, completely opposite, such a strong inner split which we have to cross, which we have to understand, we have to live with it, and we have to be aware that this is the way it is, and to be alert for that, meaning in a healthy way to see those things, not like in our world when we delete one and move on to the other. Today we love, tomorrow we hate, the day after tomorrow we love again, like little kids. No, here we settle those two things together. We connect them together. And especially, the more the rejection force between us is greater and we connect ourselves above it in a greater force of connection, that is called the intensity of the kli. And out of the gap between love and hate, the light is revealed. We have such a phenomenon in our world. The more they resist, the greater the resistance is, and electricity flows in. So inside this electricity, inside this resistance, we have a greater
current,
like in engines, etc. These are known facts. The root and branches are equal in that. Therefore, on the one hand, we have to understand that the whole rejection which we come to, and every day we wake up with it and we can feel it at any given moment, that's a good thing. That means that we are renewed. And along with that, we have to constantly work, constantly, about the connection between us above that. And not to despair, not to give up. Like those who wrote the Zohar, till the end of correction. Till the end of correction, we are in a constant transition of hate and love, hate and love and connection above that hate. Therefore, this is the path we have to understand, that the Creator wants us to be distanced from one another and distanced from Him according to our original nature, by our will to receive. Then each of us is independent. And on the other hand, we should be connected above that with one another, all of us together, and with Him. And above that hatred which He created, I've created the evil inclination, we ourselves attain love. And then, when we have both of them, we reach an intensity, as it's called, 620 times bigger. When we return to the world of Ein Sof, in the intensity of the connection and the revelation between us, which is called to benefit His creatures. This is what He really expects us to reach, and let us hope that we are in that direction. More.
Instead, one should receive pleasures that bring contentment to the Creator. This means that the creature will want to bestow upon the Creator, and will have fear of the Creator, of receiving for oneself. Since reception of pleasure, when one receives for one's own benefit, removes him from cleaving to the Creator.
Meaning, how do we realize that method over our will to receive? Well, first of all, we are in a group. We do it outside the Creator. He did it deliberately, because if we had to connect with Him, then we would have done it like a man who revealed that he has a baby, which is his baby, and then he starts loving him. If I had to connect with the Creator, and he would have revealed himself to me, this upper great force in control that fulfills everything and determines everything, then I would have submitted to him, and of course I would have wanted to connect to him. I would have no other choice. I cannot resist someone greater than me by nature. By nature, we submit to greater people. The moment we really know and see how great he is, we have no choice. We can hate him on the one hand, and on the other hand, to want to unite with him. And this is a part of our root, the root of the will to receive, which feels that he owes, that he is dependent. And therefore, our whole independence would have been destroyed as a result. Therefore, till we do not acquire that sense of fear towards the others, we cannot reach the disclosure, the revelation of the Creator. Therefore, the Creator broke that soul, the will to receive, which he created, into many pieces. For those people's pieces, each towards the others, to start building this new relationship instead of fear for himself, for his own sake, that he's concerned about himself, he should have the fear, the concern for the others, for the friends, for the group, for humanity. Love thy friend as thyself, as written. Love thy friend as thyself, that will burst between them, that will dwell between them, that will be the rule, the kli, the vessel, the place, where they will then discover the same, show the same attitude toward the Creator, and then he will be able to reveal to them, and there will be no fear that they will receive his revelation in order to receive, because they already built in them the attitude towards the others above the rejection, above hatred. Therefore, they can advance also towards the Creator in such a way that they are facing one another. On the one hand, they are not cancelled, and on the other hand, they reach the same form, to mutual bestowal, to mutual love. That means adhesion, which is the purpose. And then they are in the same state like the Creator, but independent. And they receive that sensation, that feeling which the Creator wanted to bring them to start with. So it turns out that our whole work is only in the connection between us. And according to the intensity and the situation we will attain, then we will also reach the revelation of the Creator to the extent that we are capable of being united above the rejection between us. To such an extent, the Creator will be revealed, because there is no fear that then we will receive him for our own sake, that we will turn his revelation into self-pleasure and not with treating it above our ego. Meaning, so that it won't be in order to receive, only in order to bestow. Yes.
Therefore, when a person performs one of the mitzvot, the commandments of the Creator, one should aim that this mitzvah will bring him pure thoughts, that he will bestow upon the Creator by keeping God's mitzvot. It is as our sages said, Rabbi Hananiah ben Akashia says, the Creator wanted to cleanse Israel. Hence, he gave them plentiful Torah and mitzvot.
The desire which we need to transcend is great. What is its size like the light that created it? In depth, in width, in intensity, like the light. And in order to correct it, we are incapable of correcting it. What happened is that the Creator divided it into many pieces, so that we will have the ability, each of us, to correct our small part. and then these parts unite. But on the other hand, we said, no, we divided not because of that. We divided so that between us we will have the same relationships, love on top of hatred, so that we will treat the Creator similarly. So the reason we were divided is to create in us another attitude towards the others, fear, and not to have an easier work in our will to receive. So both are right. It's also because we have to, before we reach the Creator, to arrange the love of others as written from the love of the creatures to the love of the Creator, and also to make it easier for us, because the Creator could have created instead of one person two people, and they should get along, because the minimum of the majority is two, in order to learn how to exit oneself towards the others. But he divided humanity according to the relative force which is suitable for the correction that each of us is capable of correcting the ego that he possesses, and to bring him to a restriction, and to lead him also to such a work with which help he can bestow upon others. Therefore, our work divides into many, many pieces, which is the number of the souls in this world, the number of people, and also if we have more or people, that depends according to the ego that they have. Then the population becomes bigger or smaller. It all depends on the intensity of the ego, which now exists in the world. This is on the one hand. On the other hand, it's not enough that we are in a great number of people who take upon themselves such a work. Rather, we should also, that work is also divided from one generation to another in small doses. Every day, every moment is not like the previous moment or day. And this is how we correct ourselves in many times, in many doses, during life, and during many incarnations. Yes.
Therefore, when a person performs, and this is why we gather here, to establish a society where each of us follows the spirit of bestowing upon the Creator.
Meaning that's the purpose. To the extent that we treat the Creator like He treats us, that means that we are in the equivalence of form with Him, and to such an extent we reveal Him, we disclose Him, and we feel that we are in the same situation like Him.
And to achieve bestowal upon the Creator, we must begin with bestowal upon men, which is called love of others.
As written from the love of the creatures to the love of the Creator, as we were saying, the love for the creature, for the others, the work that gives us the opportunity to acquire kelim, discernments, understanding, feelings, so that we will feel the same attitude towards the Creator. But still, we mustn't forget that first we reach the love for the others, but with the purpose to reach the love of the Creator.
And love of others can only be with revoking oneself. Thus, on the one hand, each person should feel lowly, and on the other hand, be proud that the Creator has given us the chance to be in a society where each of us has but a single goal, for divinity to be among us.
Well, this is something that is being clarified gradually, that is awakened inside a person as a result of the sadi dissemination and different efforts that he makes. Well, it cannot just happen, because each of us is immersed in his ego. And if we want an essential change, the smallest, outside of our ego, to have something opposite, there is only one thing, that the upper light which created our will influence that desire and change it. We can never make an action on ourselves by ourselves, as written, a prisoner doesn't free himself from imprisonment. Rather, in our exertion, we can only extract the operation of the light. That means to pray or raise man. Well, we try to, and then the light changes our desire. Like it created it, it also corrects it. That's the only way. Therefore, don't forget that we have to act in the direction of the upper one from where the help will arrive.
And although we have not yet achieved this goal, we have the desire to achieve it. And this too should be appreciated by us, for even though we are at the beginning of the way, we do hope to achieve the exalted goal.
There is no time to reach the goal. Rather, whenever you will reach the desire, so that the upper light will operate on you and change your inclination, instead of wanting things for oneself, so that it will be for the sake of others. Instead of worrying for myself, you will have the fear for others, the fear of God. The moment it will happen, by the light, of course, then that means that you have reached spirituality. And then you have many more degrees, 125 degrees, in order to reach the conclusive general whole correction. But it has no limited time. Rather, all we need is to try, so that it will happen to us. And if we do it forcefully, in quantity and quality which we were given, if we will want it to happen, then it will happen. Because all in all, we are already in such a time, Kabbalists say so, that we have to perform such corrections. There is a reason why Rabash wrote these articles and Baal HaSulam prepared this whole method for us and all the Kabbalists who stand behind us and are supporting us, and they take care of us and help us. We are the first generation which is about to enter spirituality in great mass, in great quantity. Therefore, we also have to understand this great responsibility that lays upon our shoulders, and to act accordingly, and to feel the responsibility and the importance of what we have to perform. Therefore, we have to be proud, and his heart shall be proud because he is taking the path of the Creator. Because we are spatial, we want to reach unity between us, and as a result, reach unity with the Creator. So let us do it. And the whole world, we will see that from day to day, how much the world will yearn for it and join us. Yes.
Well, first of all, we want to emphasize, over the course of this whole big mega congress, we are waiting for your questions from around the world. We will answer them. Ask anything you want, and Rav will answer it. So we implore you, please, ask questions. We've already prepared a few that we've seen from Europe. A student asks, how to awaken fear for the Creator if I only see our corporeal world?
Of course you can't. It's impossible. That comes in stages. First of all comes the stage where I hear that I have to unite with my friends. Why and how, I don't know. Meaning I still don't have an emotional connection between having to reach a sublime, exalted goal. I don't know it. I don't feel it. And how it is related to an upper force which I have to feel. How that upper force is connected to my relations with my friend, and my relations with my friend, I should reach a state where I'm connected with them. So there is a chain of revelations which I have to reach. Emotional. We are people, creatures of emotions. We are from a substance called the will to receive. The will to receive feels only pleasure or pain. Pleasure or pain, there is no more than that. As Bala Sulam explains, that we are immersed in that. And in that case, my whole attitude towards someone else or something else should be in my internal feeling. Is it there or not? So do we have such connections already? Do they influence one another, such emotions or not? If I don't have such a chain of emotions, how do I reach from now on to the purpose of creation through the love for the Creator, fear of God, fear for the group, to unite with them, to be as one man with one heart? If I don't have some impressions, some responses, inner responses for that internally, which I feel, then I still don't have it and we still have to work on it. So what do we do then? This is why it is called in the same revelation of Mount Sinai, where we want to receive the revelation of the Creator. What is the condition to receive the revelation of the Creator? If you will want to connect and be as one man with one heart or not, this is what we now learn. This is a must in order to discover the Creator. If you will want to do it, it's enough to want to do it, not to unite, because the upper light, the Creator, unites you. But if you want such a unity, we have to try. How can I try if I don't want to? So it is written, we shall do and we shall hear, meaning do all kinds of physical actions without wanting to. Therefore, you exist in such a world which is called a false imaginary world. You can do things without having the desire for it. You don't have the desire, doesn't matter. You don't exist only in your desire. You're also in something external called goof, body. Make actions in your body, in your goof, even though you don't want to. Therefore, it is written, by yourself, a friend, influence to him through different things, and by doing so you will find that your attitude towards him is changing. How come? Because you have invested in it your force, your effort, your energy against your desire. You didn't want to, but you have acquired a special attitude towards him. That means we shall do. From the action which we do unwillingly, you reach we shall hear. You reach the quality of bestowal. Hearing is the quality of Bina. You start hearing about what the Torah, that instruction, is talking about. And this is how we advance. So he's asking a good question. I have no connection to it, but you don't need to have such a connection, and don't lie to yourself that you have such a connection. You don't have the desire. So let's make an action of unity together without having the desire for it. Doesn't matter what we feel, rather above that sensation. And then we will feel something new.
Well, to truly continue what you just said, from Modi'in they're asking, in this that I feel repulsion from my friends, but I'm showing myself as if I'm trying to connect and connecting. Am I not cheating here?
Of course you deceive yourself, so what? You also deceive them, so what? But you are doing it deliberately. You are doing it knowingly. You're not lying to yourself. It doesn't mean that you are a cheat. You know that you do such an action because you need to be in two forms of nature. You are in your ego on the one hand, and above the ego, you want to be above, not to delete your ego. Above the ego, you want to reach the quality of bestowal, to an opposite attitude. Both should be in you. And this is why you're not lying. It's not considered a lie. It's not. You see how those who wrote the Zohar, what they say, we gather, we hate one another, we don't love one another, we reject one another, and gradually, through the study and the connection, where we still try, nonetheless, the light operates on us and connects us. We should be aware of those two things, and therefore it's not considered to be a lie. Yes?
Joseph from Croatia is asking, what does it mean to care for the society, to worry for it? And where do I take this desire from?
I don't have such a desire to take care of the society. He's right. Well, it's a good thing. At least he feels that. Because there are those who really feel to themselves, well, I really love everyone. I'm kind to everyone. Ask people on the street. So what was his question?
He's asking, where do I take such a desire from?
The light brings you that desire. The light brings you that desire. We have to try and make actions. That's it. If I come to the group, if I try to be with them in different activities, to hug, to sing, to learn, to do all kinds of things, I'm aware of it that I don't want to. I don't hide it. I don't suffer from hating them. I really don't suffer from it. That's the problem. A person usually doesn't want to feel that hatred because he thinks, oh, hating, I need to reach love. No, forget about love. Be real, be true. Be true, you are immersed in your hatred. You will do all kinds of activities in order to unite with your hatred, in order to unite. This is why it is called buy yourself a friend. This is something very essential. We don't understand how much the wisdom of Kabbalah is honest. It cuts, it's precise, it connects all through all the lies in this world. It says, what you have from nature, leave it. Live with it. You will build everything above it. And don't worry, that hatred and that rejection, they will grow. What you now think that you hate them and that you reject them, it's nothing. You will truly feel everyone is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. Hatred is still ahead of us and the rejection. Why is it called Mount Sinai, the Mount of Hatred? Because then when they want to exit the exile, when they want to run away from the ego, from Pharaoh, then they reveal how much they really hate one another. It is still ahead of us. Now, it is not hatred. If everybody can forget about it, it's not hatred. The hatred is when I cannot forget about you, that you are next to me and I hate you so much and I constantly suffer that you even exist. Do you know what it means? You don't. So I hope that we will have such more gatherings in half a year from now, in a year from now, or even sooner, where we'll really be in Mount Sinai.
In continuation from Arad, someone is asking, why do I need so many people around me in the world to reveal the Creator?
We just talked about it, that it is enough to have two. If I knew to exit myself, then it is enough one more person whom I hate, meaning that I feel that he is not me and he does not belong to me. And then in my will to receive, I reject him. And it is enough for me to get along with him. And above the hatred, I start connecting to him by love. And to such an extent that we connect with love, then I reveal the Creator in the connection between us. And then that connection is a true connection towards the Creator. I don't love him because he's great and mighty and in control. I love him because he is the giver, he is the bestower, he is loving. And that is done to the extent that I also bestow and love. I'm not prejudiced, I'm not bought, I'm independent. I'm not bribed. I make that restriction. I make that screen. I hide him. And to such an extent, I discover him. So there is a true status here of a creature towards the Creator who is not nullified towards the upper light and the Creator. Therefore, this is how we come to it.
In Lita, many, many people have gathered from Estonia, Poland, France.
Well, we can see them. I see Toronto groups and Petersburg, more groups. Baltia, yeah, great. They are all in Lita. It's a very big group.
There are a few hundred people who've gathered there. They're asking how to quickly break down the barriers between us. That they're usually, it's the beginning of every Congress.
That's always the case. I talk about it many times before. In every first lesson I give, in the first day of a convention, in the beginning, especially in the beginning, there is this feeling of distance, of coldness and rejection, and we don't know what to do, and everybody's sitting distance from the others. We anticipate, we expect some appearance, some show. Perhaps they want me to dance or to bestow upon them something, and then they will wake up or something. No, they don't understand that we have to do the work now, and the connection is between us. Everyone should make a hole inside his heart. Well, try to do it. Make a hole inside your heart, and through that hole you should start feeling the others. That's what we have to do, and that is the work which we immediately have to start with as soon as possible. We shouldn't lose time, and then accordingly the life will help us and make that connection between us. So don't forget about it. Don't forget about it. And then it will come to us, because still here and there, people are trying to get into it. They hear more, the upper light influences them more, and then we open ourselves up, and then we enter situations where, yeah, in few hours, in the second lesson, tomorrow morning, we will already feel ourselves different. It's always the case. It's like it is written in the Zohar that the friends are coming to unity. Before, they hate one another, they don't feel connected to one another. You have it, please read it. This is from the Zohar.
So from Zohar for all, after Chemot we have in 85. These are the friends at the hour that they are sitting together and are not separate from one another. Initially, they look as war makers looking to kill one another. Afterwards, they return to be in love and togetherness, and the Creator says upon them, what good and what pleasant it is the sitting of brothers together, and the divinity is with them.
So we always start from hatred. We are talking about those who wrote the Zohar, about the greatest people who are in spirituality, all of them. And they come to a different kind of meeting, meaning they don't meet physically, which is the problem. The meeting is in a different level always. We have to see ourselves like that as well. Every moment we are in a different level, we are not aware of it. And then in this new level, hatred is revealed, a new desire. Therefore, it's not surprising that we keep discovering in the beginning of every lesson or every action that we come from hatred. That's obvious. On the contrary, if we come and everything is fine and everything is good, it's a sign that I did not advance, or that I am under the influence of the others. Let's say if I'm inside a group, we are now in a convention for a few days, so I'm constantly in the same spirit where everybody are influencing me. So for me, it is it's a constant transcend dark and light together. Then I don't feel that I hate and love. Or sometimes I do, but don't be impressed by it. It's a good thing.
Ravian from Sydney, Australia, hopefully we'll see them on the screen in a minute, he asks like this: when we will pass the barrier, will the world change? Will it occur immediately or gradually?
Well, we can even see Sydney, that's a great group, big group. Hello, Sydney. If we will cross the barrier,
so will it occur immediately or gradually?
It's a good thing he's asking about it. I want to talk about it. It's a good thing we are doing it in the beginning. Now we are in a situation where we are capable of awakening the upper light in our desires to unite to such an extent that we will feel the spiritual reality, meaning the connection between us, in bestowal, mutual bestowal. Even not in love, we're not talking about love. Love is the second stage, this is repentance from love. But meanwhile, with mutual bestowal, when we transcend our ego, with the help of the light that reforms, it will pull us like a magnet. The ego remains below and we're a bit higher than that. It's like the point of Moses in each of us, which climbed the Mount of Sinai, Mount of Hatred. So such an exit can happen temporarily for a while. Bala Sulam is writing about it in the introduction to Tess. And then we come back to corporality once again. Or part comes back and power, and some don't. And we can have such a constant exit, and from that moment onward, we begin the stages of our development in the desert. We already receive the light that reforms, and along with it, we start walking in the desert, meaning in the first correction of bestowal in order to bestow. So both are in our opportunity. We have the chance now. Let us hope that we will reach the revelation of the Creator and that it will be a constant revelation. But if not, then next time. Well, we should care about the connection and in it to reveal the Creator. This is the purpose of the wisdom of Kabbalah and the purpose of people in this world. And how it will happen, it's not up to us. But in the quantity which we now have in that convention and in the quality which we can activate, then of course, yeah, we are capable of reaching that point. Yes. Oh, New York, great.
You spoke about revelation, and I guess about revelation of the Creator. Chile and Latin America were connected with us in this big mega congress. They have a simple question regarding that. What is the Creator?
The Creator is the general force of love and bestowal, which dwells and fulfills the whole of reality and manages in that force the whole of reality to also reach that very same quality. The Creator means come and see what I reveal in bestowal and love.
Okay. From Ukraine, from Dnepropetrovsk, they're asking, how do you overcome lust and great desires? Where do you take force for this? From Dnepropetrovsk, how do we overcome lusts and strong desires? Where do you take forces for this?
We don't have to be concerned about anything other than the connection between us. All the rest, every action, every activity, all the discernments, they will all come from the light. Use your intellect less and use your emotion only for the purpose of connection. I'm talking especially now about these days. It is not the wise one who learns, and wisdom in the nations you shall believe. You have such directions, instructions that focus you towards the emotion, towards the connection, to be above your ego through the connection with others. That's it. And the light that influences it, it brings you all the discernments, and then you will start noticing in these discernments sefirot, patsufim, couplings, worlds, all kinds of three lines, everything you heard about. Then you will start understanding what you read about before it will open up to you in your desires through the light. It is you will understand nothing. Therefore, to now engage in all kind of psychology, this is not the time for it. We have to be less occupied with our thoughts. So I'm telling you, make a hole, drill a hole in your heart and start feeling the others through it. All our friends all over the world. It's a shame that we can't see everyone in one screen. It's not enough, but at least that. Haifa, Tel Aviv, Be'er Sheva. They showed only Israel. Ah, St. Louis, we see in another screen. Odessa. Yes, New York. Senka, hello, what's up? Okay, please.
Well, we're going to jump now to Sweden. In Sweden, they're asking us, how do we increase the responsibility and the sensation of this unique status we're in with respect to the Mega Congress?
That's a great problem with the Swedish. Ah, Shimon! He's our representative in Sweden. Very good, very good. Well, they're asking a very serious question. I'll tell you. Well, if we're talking about Bestol, then we have to be aware of the fact that we are not each one concerning about himself, connecting to others and feeling the Creator. This is not Bestol, this is reception. I now come to unite with others and I want to discover the Creator. I want to discover him to all of humanity. I am the representative. He chose me to be their representative, to be the means for his revelation to the rest of the world. Therefore, that responsibility has to be felt in me and to shake me up and to sustain me. I need to feel anxiety as a result and a great force, great strength, like parents feel towards their baby. And we know that the role of Israel, meaning those who have the craving towards godliness, direct to the Creator, it is only to bring that knowledge to the rest of the souls and to unite them together into one soul, so that all of us will return to the Kli of Ein Sof. Therefore, the whole convention that we're having is only a preparation between us in order to draw the rest of the world into it, towards godliness, so that the upper force will be revealed in the whole world, and that the whole world will transcend that terrible degree we are immersed in, to the height of infinity. Therefore, we should feel responsible. It is very important. That really gives you another discernment, an additional discernment of the intention to bestow, why you are doing it. You don't do it for yourself. You are about to pass it on to those who are not in contact with spirituality yet.
Wow, there are many questions from around the world and Israel. A lot of them are repeating. One of them is, what intention do we have to hold in the Mega Congress? And now, what are we missing so that this group will work?
Well, I think that time will do its thing. We only have to be connected between us. We are now having a break, an assembly of friends, the Shivat Chavarim, then a meal. You will talk about it, about what's going to happen next, right? We have around-the-clock groups who are studying in the morning or in the evening, etc. Well, we are not connected to one another the whole 24 hours, and we're not concentrated in one place. We will be disconnected for a while, and then we will reconnect. So it is very important that those changes, not during the lesson or the assembly of friends or while we are having a culture event or something, that we will be connected nonetheless. The light influences us and will connect us. We have to understand that it is not up to you to complete the work. The Creator will complete the work for me. All I have to give is half of a shekel, meaning only a part, only the desire, the deficiency for it to happen, so that it will connect as much as I can. And all the rest is done by the light. The changes, they come from above. Our world is the world of the results. And from us, from our world, can be only one thing, to ask for this change to happen. If my request will be according to what needs to be changed by the light, then it will do it. Then I give him the opportunity to do it. As written, make your will as his will, so that he will make his will like yours.
You said a few minutes ago, an important sentence, make a hole in your heart and feel your friends.
Because our heart is blocked. It is inside a shell which we cannot penetrate. A person feels, he gradually discovers how much his heart, he himself is incapable of doing anything about himself. The more one comes to know himself, he sees how cruel he is. I'll tell you something. It is much worse than we think. It is written, the hands of merciful women cook their kids. Meaning we can reach such a great ego that a mother is taking her beloved son, cooks it and eats it. Do you understand? Our ego, it has no boundaries. It is something spiritual. Therefore, we have to understand only the light is capable, like it created us the way it did. Only the light is capable performing above it actions that we will acquire the quality of bestowal. Yes.
Okay, in relation, from the Ukraine, they're asking, from Donetsk, you said make a hole in your heart and feel your friends, feel the others. What do we need to acquire the friends?
We said we shall do and we shall hear. All we have to do is to yearn to unite with them, to make all kind of pleasant actions for them, to be together in a group, in dissemination, in association, in supporting, holding our center, Kabbalah center, or whatever you call it, to have duties, shifts, mainly when we are working together in dissemination. That really helps. So all these activities in which we serve others, it's either I'm serving the group or I serve the whole world in order to present to them the wisdom of Kabbalah. All that works in the direction of connection.
From Kaliningrad, Russia, they're asking, what is the goal? And why do we have a cultural event in the Congress?
Well, we have to unite through different means. Also, education, culture. We have different shows, songs, of course, because they express our desire. Also, our culture. It is not someone just giving you a show like this Philharmonic Orchestra. These are our friends. These are our songs. And in all these concerts, all these shows, they express what's in their heart and what they feel towards others. And you are there not as a spectator. God forbid, you mustn't be there as a spectator. You have to be there as an active participant. Doesn't matter. Well, if they sing, of course you can sing along. And we should get to know these songs before. But even without the words, then just sing la la la. That's what you should do. Try to be with everyone else with your heart and soul. And also, if you see that they don't sing, rather they're doing all kinds of theater or something like that, try to be along with them. It doesn't matter. Everything you do, everybody should do it together. Everything. Therefore, we cannot just keep sitting and studying and listening to me, to the Rav, or someone else, like we will do tomorrow. Everybody will concentrate, everybody in their place, and we'll have a normal kind of study.
חשוב לנו להיות מחוברים, וכל האופנים החיצוניים זה לא חשוב.
All the external things, they don't matter. From now on, till the end, till our great event in the end of the convention, we have to constantly think only about that. There is nothing else in the world. There is no world. There is nothing. There is only this event, as if the entire humanity is connected only for that. There is no other reality. This is what we have to feel. And when we feel in that great event happening, taking place in the world, there we are about to feel the Creator.
Well, final question to end our lesson for today is from Almaty in Kazakhstan. Maybe we'll see them on the screens in a moment in Kazakhstan. Surely, yes, that we're speaking about that desire we have to reach. And you said the beginning of the lesson is to reach a state of delighting in mercy. Now, to end this lesson, now, how can we reach this state, the state of delighting in mercy?
Delighted in mercy, that is the first degree. Where I just transcend my ego. We are not demanded to reach love. Love, this is a much more advanced situation. It is more distance from us. The fact that it is written, love thy friend as thyself, this is a remote stage. But the first stage is don't do to your friend what you hate. Meaning it's not according to Rabbi Akiva, rather according to Rabbi Hillel, who said so. Therefore, first we have to reach the quality of bestowal, the simple quality of bestowal, where we don't feel hatred towards one another, rather we want to unite. Well, we try to unite as much as we can. We want to feel that we are all, that we all have one goal. There is one Creator, one upper force. We were all with one desire together with Him. If we want to feel all of us together in one desire, then we will feel Him, that He is also in that desire as well. We mustn't forget that the spiritual reality didn't change at all. We are in the world of Ensof. We are all connected together. We are all filled with the upper light. There is no change about it. The entire change is the concealment in our senses. Was distanced from feeling, again, in feeling that state of Ein Sof, as I have lost conscious in stages, a little bit more and a little bit more, until I reach a complete state of unconsciousness of the true situation in Ein Sof. And now I am unconscious. And then they tell me, try to gain consciousness. Make efforts. It's up to you in your internal effort. Focus yourself. Concentrate yourself towards the true situation where you really are connected with everyone else. The Creator is feeling you. This is the only true situation that exists. You have to awaken that situation and therefore see what the Creator did for us. He connected us together. He organized us together. He gave us the opportunity. This inner effort depends on us, and let us try and realize it. Well, I think that I'm done, and I pass the mic to Eli, who will tell us who was with us and where are we.
Well, you know, we're in Adam HaRishon, in the vessel of the world Kli. There are thousands of people connecting with us, heart and soul. We invite you all to go to KabbalahGroup.info in your language. Give us your impressions, your experiences, your upliftment right from the heart. We are in this place together, all together. We want to feel each other. And from Kazakhstan, our friends are saying, yesterday there was an introductory lesson for beginners, and so many people came. The atmosphere is warm and together. From Bulgaria, they're sending so much love. From Romania, they're saying this huge impression. Tens and tens of people which have already come, and we're so excited to for this to begin and feel ourselves together. From Venezuela, Ireland, France, Miami, and all around Israel, or soon read the list. Anglia, Ishkov in Ukraine, Los Angeles, they're saying this is the mega congress which will connect us, the whole world together. Sydney, Australia is saying this is a huge opportunity for connecting together. We see Moscow, look, there's a huge huge congress lining up already in Kiev, Modin, Rehovot, from more places in Australia, Kentucky in the United States, Chile, Brazil, and more places in Australia. From Otshik, a huge L'chaim, they're saying, we're connected and ready to come together. We just saw Sydney, Australia. Singapore, Alec is saying there is a sea of love. Tijuana in Mexico, St. Petersburg, Toronto, New York, Hamburg. Look, here's Toronto on the screens. In Beersheba, Israel, Haifa, Hadera, Galil Golan, up north, Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, Zichron Yaakov, Ashdod, Ashkelon, Eilat. Look, we can see the groups from Israel, St. Louis, from Odessa, Austria, Kaliningrad, Minsk, Sweden, Dnepropetrovsk, and the virtual group in Israel, Kaliningrad, Illinois, Per, Barcelona, Washington, Liverpool, from the Baltic nations, they've all gathered in one place, Estonia, Finland, France, Ireland, Israel, Lita, Latvia, and Poland, they're all in one place, they want to break down the barriers between us, connect in one big love. Huge friends from all around the world are saying there's no distance. There's no difference between us. There's only one thought, one desire to reveal the true reality of connection between us, revelation of the Creator. So let's make this effort together. We'll make this hole in our heart. We'll feel ourselves together. The time has come. L'chaim, friends. And of course we have announcements as well, so we'll give you a bit of detail. At 3 o'clock, which is not too far from us, we're going to be in preparation, also beforehand, for the worldwide Yeshivat Chaverim. After that we'll have another lesson of Rav after the Yeshivat Chaverim. That's around 5:30. We'll remind you, Kabbalah.info, Kabbalahgroup.info. You can find the whole schedule and give impressions and Chaimim and everything. Also on that site you can find the link to the special broadcast which will occur from America, Europe, and other places and hours when there is no broadcast from Israel. The Mega Congress has begun.
Another step, always up. Friends are beside you, they're holding you up. Here comes another wave. Don't give in, just lower your head. We are holding you up. Rise to a new degree. You and me, right here and now. We are holding you up. We shall do and we shall hear. That's all we know. There's none else besides Him, and we won't let go. More, come and see all this love. Into a new land.